This is Focus with Tyrone Capers, sponsored by the Puffin Foundation. The Puffin Foundation produces programming like Democracy Now! On 102.1 and 98.3. Welcome to 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. I'm the executive producer and host. We got a real exciting show for you today. Our special guest from which was Columbus Health Department, but it's now, I've been informed that it's Columbus Public Health. Yes. Our special guest and friend, Makita Porter. And Makita, thank you so much for coming back again to 102.1 Focus. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thanks, Tyrone. It's great to be here. I appreciate the invitation, as always.
Okay, let's start with the mission of Columbus Public Health.
Okay, so Tyrone, the mission of Columbus Public Health is to protect health and improve lives in our community.
Okay.
So as a member of the Sexual Health Promotion Program at Columbus Public Health, we aim to protect health and improve lives by screening for sexually transmitted infections.
Okay.
And providing treatment for those infections as needed, and of course linking people to ongoing care if they need care for HIV.
Oh, okay. And what do you do, Makita, for the prevention services?
So I manage the prevention services program at Columbus Public Health, and what we aim to do is connect people who are diagnosed with syphilis and or HIV to the treatment and care that they need. And we also work with them to we talk about partners and who else needs to be tested and or treated for syphilis and or HIV. So we kind of aim to prevent further infections of syphilis and HIV by talking to folks about prevention for themselves, and then also talk to them about their partners, working to locate those persons and inform them that they need to be tested and or treated.
Okay. Now, do you go out into the community, or the people come to you, or...
We go out into the community. We work with people wherever they are. So if they want to come into the health department, that's great too. But we can meet people at their homes, any other kind of confidential location that makes them comfortable.
Okay.
Whatever works for that person is what we'll do.
Okay. And let's just hop right in here. How many different types of sexually transmitted diseases are there out there?
Well, there's more than 25. I mean, there are a lot of infections that can be transmitted sexually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's start off by, what is chlamydia?
Chlamydia is a bacterial infection. It can be transmitted during vaginal, anal, or oral sex. Oftentimes, people do not have symptoms.
Okay, say that part again.
So oftentimes, people who have chlamydia don't have any symptoms for it, so they don't know that they have it unless they get tested.
Okay, so they have to get tested.
Absolutely.
To find out about...
Very important, if you're sexually active, that you get screened for sexually transmitted infection so that you're taking care of yourself and preventing that infection from being transmitted to somebody else.
Okay, so there's no longer this myth that you get it off the toilet seat.
No.
Okay.
Well, I won't say the myth isn't there, but it is a myth, in fact.
Okay. All right. Makita, what is trichomosis?
Trichomoniasis,
okay, that's a mouthful.
Is a mouthful, yes it is. Again, a bacterial infection.
Okay.
People may or may not have symptoms for that infection.
Say that again.
Again, many sexually transmitted infections, people don't have symptoms when they have them. So it's very, very important.
That's extremely scary.
Yes, and it is a treatable infection, curable. All STIs are treatable. Trichomoniasis is a bacterial infection that is curable.
Do you know, let's go back to chlamydia, you know how that's treated by chance?
Yes, chlamydia is treated with azithromycin, which is an antibiotic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there a series of shots or pills that one might have to take in order to eradicate the bacteria from the body?
It is a one-time dose. So as long
it's
as
a one-time dose.
Exposing yourself, then that should be an effective treatment.
Okay,
there again, you
great.
Want to make sure that your partners are tested or treated as well.
Great information. Trichomoniasis, how is that treated?
Trichomoniasis is treated. Oh, I have it here somewhere, Tyrone.
Take your time.
Metronidazole.
Okay.
So that is, again, a single dose.
A single dose, okay. So long as you're not reinfected or...
correct.
You then would pretty curable. Much eradicate it mm-hmm. from the body.
Yes,
okay.
Can be cured.
All absolutely. Right. And what is syphilis?
So syphilis is a bacterial infection as well. It is a systemic infection. So the other infections that we had talked about, chlamydia, trichomoniasis, we haven't talked about gonorrhea yet, but those are generally localized infections. Gonorrhea can become a systemic infection if not treated. Syphilis gets into the blood system, and so it circulates throughout your body and can be can cause significant complications with your health if it's not cured.
Now, that is a systemic infection, correct?
Syphilis is a systemic infection.
So by systemic, could you explain a little bit what
yes,
that
so
means?
It gets into your blood system.
Okay. So does it lay dormant like the HIV virus, or can it just sit a while before it manifests itself?
The symptoms of syphilis can be missed.
Okay.
Or confused with symptoms of other infections.
Oh, really?
It doesn't necessarily always. Just like any other sexually transmitted infections, you can either miss those symptoms or not recognize it for what it is.
Okay.
So when somebody first has syphilis, they have a primary lesion, and it can be in a place that's not visible.
All right.
Often it's in the genital area. So if it's internal, inside the vagina, inside the rectum, okay. then you can't see it. It's a painless sore. It's going to go away whether or not you get treated. So that's the first symptom that appears with syphilis. And as it spreads throughout the body, you might get a body rash.
Okay.
Sometimes people have hair that falls out. You can get a rash on the palms of your hands, the bottom of your feet. So all of these things don't necessarily make someone think, oh, I must have a sexually transmitted infection. You have
right.
a body rash, you think dermatitis.
Right.
But syphilis is systemic. It can get into your central nervous system.
Oh, wow.
It can become cause some significant complications with your health if it's not cured.
Right.
So it can be
and
cured.
It is fatal if it's not cured.
Absolutely. It
okay.
can be. It can be. So it's something that... is curable.
Mm-hmm.
It's curable with penicillin, and you get a shot or a series of shots depending
okay.
on how long your provider has determined that you've had that infection. If it's longer than a year, then you
okay.
do need to get shots once a week for 3 weeks.
Once a week for 3 weeks?
Once a week for 3 weeks. And
wow.
you make sure you don't miss those doses because you will have to start again.
Oh, okay.
You want to make sure that you complete the treatment and you listen to what the directions that your provider is giving you to make certain that you cure the infection.
Okay. Are there different strands of syphilis?
There are not. There are different diagnoses, so depending on how long one may have had syphilis.
Okay.
There are early stages of syphilis, which are the most infectious.
Okay.
When somebody has primary syphilis, secondary syphilis, those are the most infectious stages of syphilis. And then when somebody's had it for longer than a year, it is latent. So
okay.
you have periods of no symptoms at all.
Okay.
And it's not as infectious. However, it still is wreaking havoc inside of your system if you have that untreated infection.
Right. Okay. What is gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea is a bacterial infection. Again, vaginal, anal, oral sex is with any other sexually transmitted. It
okay.
can be transmitted that way. It is curable.
Mm-hmm.
And your partner, you know, again, with it, any sexually transmitted infection, you want to make sure that your partners are being treated also.
Okay. Is there are different strands of gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea actually is becoming, there are some drugs.
Because I've been hearing that it's becoming more difficult to cure.
Absolutely. There is a drug-resistant strain of
okay.
gonorrhea that's been diagnosed right now. They're seeing it more on the coast, just like with anything else. They always get things first, good or bad, right?
Right.
You
said the West Coast?
West Coast and East Coast, too.
Okay.
So,
yeah, because it really doesn't matter because things just spread, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's how HIV started on the coast, and then it just
right.
slowly moved inward.
We're a very mobile society. It's not, you
right.
know, like back in the day where people kind of stayed in their own pockets. I mean, you could be in Columbus today and in Tokyo tomorrow.
Exactly.
I mean, it's
exactly.
We're a very mobile society, so those infections are more common, and we really have to be aware with the drug-resistant gonorrhea infections and the increasing amount of those that are being found.
Now, the other type of gonorrhea infection, do you know that name? Is it a specific name they're calling it now, or it's just a different strain?
It's a drug resistant, so it's resistant to the antibiotics that are available currently.
Okay. Are there any other types of STDs that you're seeing or hearing about? That we need to be aware of?
We have discussed the major ones. I mean, there are bacterial sexually transmitted infections. There are viral infections. There are parasitic infections.
What's parasitic infection?
So lice, pubic lice.
Oh, okay.
Scabies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Viral infections, which I think we're going to discuss a little bit later, include okay. HIV and herpes, human papillomavirus or HPV. We went through the bacterial infections.
Right.
Those are the ones that are the gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomoniasis.
One quick one I want to throw out. What is staphylococcus, just by chance? Do you know anything about that?
A staph infection can be sexually transmitted.
Okay.
It's skin-to-skin contact.
It's a skin-to-skin. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it can certainly
be sexually transmitted. Okay.
We did see a little... I'd say a little blip, but a few years ago there was quite a concern with a staph infection, MRSA.
Okay. Yeah, you hear a lot more about that too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk later about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, so there are some, it was being caused not only through sexual contact, but mm-hmm. also non-professional tattooing, and that process was kind of was feeding.
So you're saying that staphylococcus was being contracted by
non-professional tattooing.
That's important to know, because you see people with tattoos everywhere now.
You do.
And a lot of people are doing them right at home in the kitchen, and you're just going to someone's house, and next thing you know, boom, you have a tattoo. And
yeah,
it's important to be very careful of that. I didn't know you could catch staph like that.
Absolutely. Your skin is being broken.
Okay. The blood.
The needle is piercing. Absolutely.
Okay.
So blood-borne pathogens are a huge issue. So that equipment needs to be properly maintained, and it can be a very dangerous activity.
It sounds like it, because when you mentioned the tattoo thing, I thought that I would go ahead and bring up that information.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. First portion of 102.1 Focus, Makita, we're getting right along. We're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we'll talk about the other infections when Focus returns. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to Focus. I'm Tyrone Capers, executive producer and host. We have a great show today. It is sexually transmitted disease. Our special guest from Columbus Public Health is Makita Porter. And Makita, thanks for that first half of Focus. Let's jump right on in into the second half. Going pretty quick here. What is herpes?
Herpes is a viral infection.
Okay.
It is a common infection.
Okay.
It there are estimates that one out of every five people in the United States, upwards of one out of every five people, so 20% sexually active people, do have a herpes infection.
Oh, really?
Very common.
One out of how many?
One out of five.
Wow.
One out of five.
Okay. And is there a test for this now?
There is testing for herpes.
Good.
A blood test that can be utilized to detect the herpes virus. There also, there's a capability to culture. So if somebody has symptoms that resemble herpes, the clinician can culture that sore, mm-hmm. and send it to a lab, and they can determine if it is in fact a herpes infection.
Okay. And now, is there a treatment for herpes?
There is treatment for herpes that helps to manage the infection. So okay. There's no cure for herpes.
Say that again.
There is no cure for herpes.
Okay.
It is a viral infection.
A lot of people think that there is.
Absolutely. No, there is not, unfortunately.
Okay.
It is a viral infection. There's okay. medication that's available to help decrease the number of outbreaks and the okay. severity of those outbreaks.
Because don't the outbreaks keep reoccurring?
They do.
And you have to be treated each time they reoccur. Is that true?
Yes. That okay. is true. Okay. So sometimes people, depending on, and you know, they would talk with their physicians. I'm not a clinician.
Right.
But you could talk to your doctor about the herpes infection and how frequently outbreaks are, and then make the determination if you want to be on regular therapy.
Okay.
So you can take a regular maintenance dose of medication that would help to reduce outbreaks and some of them can be very severe and extremely uncomfortable. So there's medication that's available to help people be a little more comfortable, less pain with that.
Some of the outbreaks, is it just painful rashes and sores? Or
yes, okay. painful blisters. Blister
does it occur
type.
On the genitals specifically?
In most cases, however, it can break out. Be anywhere because it's transmitted through direct skin-to-skin contact. So
oh, wow.
It's not only in the genital area. It's wherever you came in contact with somebody else's herpes sore.
Okay. And how did you say it was treated?
It is treated through, I don't know the name of the medication, mm-hmm. but there is medication that's available
to treat.
To help reduce the reoccurrence of outbreaks,
okay.
and then also to shorten those outbreaks and severity of them so that it's not as painful of an infection.
Okay. What is HPV?
HPV is human papillomavirus.
Human papillomavirus.
Yes.
Okay.
Which most commonly people refer to as genital warts.
Genital warts.
And there is a test that's available for HPV. Again, it's a viral infection. It's not curable.
It's not curable.
Not curable. The okay. warts can be removed.
Okay. Or they have to be surgically removed?
They are.
Or can they get
frozen off?
Frozen off. Is there a medication to kind of reduce them or eliminate them that you know of?
The process of removing them helps to lessen the amount of external lesions or warts that
okay.
somebody would have. Yes.
Okay. So if someone has this left untreated and has unprotected sex, it could definitely be passed on.
It is it is a sexually transmitted virus.
Okay.
There is a vaccine for HPV.
Oh, and that is?
It just escaped me. You asked me too quick, Tyrone. Give me a second. I'll get back to it.
No problem.
But yes, there is a vaccine, and it is.
Thank God.
Yes, thank goodness. And okay. it is recommended that be started in young people before they're sexually active.
Okay.
Because HPV is such a common virus amongst people who are sexually active.
Is there a viral? Is there a shot they can take now?
That's what it is. It's a shot.
Okay.
A series of shots.
Okay.
That you could talk to your provider about getting.
Okay.
In order to prevent. Some of the strains of HPV. There are numerous strains.
Right. There's numerous strains of them.
More common, okay. yes. Some of the more common the ones that cause, that are more likely to cause the warts and that cause the cervical cancer. So wow. It really is a vaccine that can prevent cervical cancer.
Yeah, because now you're hearing a lot more celebrities come forth, like Michael Douglas. He said that he had his cancer was tongue cancer, and it was HPV related.
Yes, absolutely. So it's important for
and
people
a lot of
to,
celebrities are coming forth.
Yeah, and not easy to disclose that.
Right,
sort of
Colleen Pinter of As the World Turns. She said that her throat cancer was HPV related.
It's
so
very important.
It's good that we're getting
to,
the message out. You
absolutely.
Know because. A lot of people just think that, you know, you get treated, you get a shot, you take a pill, and it's over. And you never know down the road what actions could have serious repercussions.
Absolutely. All sexually transmitted infections are preventable.
Is what we need exactly.
to remember. All sexually transmitted infections
exactly.
are preventable.
Okay. Is there a test? You said, is there a, or I'm asking, is there a test to detect HPV?
There is.
Okay, good.
Yes, so when a person presents with warts, they can be cultured and determine if that is, in fact, human papillomavirus.
Okay. Let's talk about the main biggie, acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
Yes, AIDS. So AIDS is a condition that results from being infected with HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus.
Right.
So HIV affects your immune system and makes a person less capable of fighting off infections that somebody with a healthy immune system would not be susceptible to. So it makes your body weaker. And once somebody gets one of these, what's called an opportunistic infection, then they would be diagnosed with AIDS.
Okay. And this is a blood disease. It mainly sticks, goes into the blood.
It is. Okay. It is. HIV is transmitted through blood, semen, vaginal fluid, and breast milk.
Okay.
So any kind of sex, any kind of unprotected sex, whether it be vaginal, anal, or oral sex.
Right. If it comes in contact with that blood.
Sharing needles.
You can be infected.
You can be infected through sharing needles with somebody who has HIV.
Okay.
A mom can transmit that infection to an unborn child or through birth and through breastfeeding. So breast milk does have, it can have HIV.
Now, is there a cure as of today for HIV or AIDS?
There is not a cure for HIV.
Okay, let's.
There is not a cure.
I've heard a lot of young people think, it's curable. Look at Magic Johnson.
Absolutely. And people can live. People can live and they can
live. Yeah, because he's had it over 20 years.
Absolutely. They can live.
But he has a lot of money, too.
Barely. Well, and fortunately, you know, when it comes to HIV and the treatment and the care that's available, you can receive medication that is that helps maintain, helps manage HIV, keeps the amount of virus that's in the blood low.
Okay.
So you can have, and you may have heard Magic Johnson talk about having an undetectable viral load.
Right.
So the virus is not detected in the blood, however, it is still there.
Right.
We do know that lowering the amount of virus in the blood makes one less likely to transmit the infection. However, it does not mean that it is not transmittable at that point. So,
exactly.
You know, there are medications that are available. They are easier for people to take than, you know, the care for HIV has come a long way.
Right.
In that it's easier for folks to manage that care, but
right.
it still does take effort and daily effort to take those prescriptions as they are prescribed.
Right.
And you have to you have to have a good understanding of the medications that you're taking and take them as prescribed in order to maintain your health.
Right. Okay. And what type of drugs are you seeing that they're using to manage HIV?
So there's several types. There are different classes of medications. Again, I'll say I'm not a clinician, so this is information that I've looked up online to provide to folks. But we, you know, and at Columbus Public Health, we don't provide ongoing care for HIV. Right. We do link people to that care.
Okay.
And
so you act as a referral?
Yes, we act as a referral basis. We also, through our Ryan White Care program, can pay for, so people who qualify, mm-hmm. We are able to make sure that they're able to get the testing and treatment that their doctor is wanting them to receive. So we're able to pay for that, and folks can hook up with a linkage to care provider.
Oh, okay.
645 Care.
Okay.
So if you do have HIV and you're looking for some help to you know, get your medications, to have regular visits with a doctor, so to get that HIV care and maintain that HIV care, you can call Columbus Public Health at 645 Care,
okay.
And we're able to link you to some resources in the community to try to help make sure that you are able to get the care that you need.
Okay, and where can people go to get tested at the Columbus Public Health?
You can come to Columbus Public Health. We are located at 240 Parsons Avenue. So it's a corner of Main and Parsons. We're
okay.
On the second floor. And just come up to the second floor and go to your left.
Okay.
We're kind of back there in the corner. And there's a reception desk. And you can just walk up and let them know I'm here for testing.
It cost?
It is based on a sliding fee scale.
Okay.
So we do ask folks to pay.
Okay. They can pay.
They can pay. If you don't have the ability, we don't turn people away because they don't have the ability to pay
okay.
for the service. So,
yeah.
So we are a public health department, and we, you know, our mission is to serve those folks who are in need of that care. So, again, we ask for a certain payment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not able to pay, then we're able to work with you.
Just want to mention, Makita, there's a place up on North High Street in Columbus near the OSU campus. They said they do AIDS, HIV testing. Do you know anything about that place?
I think you're talking about Out of the Closet.
Okay.
Which just opened last weekend.
Right. It's right at 5th and High on the
Northwest
corner.
It's right at 5th and High. It's the AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
Okay.
Who funds that site. Mm-hmm. There's a thrift store, so it's
right.
a thrift
That's
store.
That's what it looks like, a store.
Yeah, it's a store,
okay.
So you can go in and get some great deals.
Okay,
and get
HIV
testing.
And get
HIV
testing. Which is a good thing.
It's
okay.
upwards of 93 cents, I want to say 96 cents, but I could be wrong about that number, out of every dollar that is made from selling those donated goods
okay.
that goes back into service for clients, so for people who are living with HIV. So that's a very important thing to know. But also they do have free HIV testing there.
Okay.
And so, yes, you could contact them Out of the Closet, and it is at the corner of 5th and High, and they do provide HIV testing.
Plug your website, because we're time is just about down to 1 minute.
Well, that went really quick, Tyrone.
Okay.
We are at Public Health,
mm-hmm.
www.publichealth.columbus.gov. So www.publichealth.columbus.gov.
And what hours is the Columbus Public Health open?
We are open every day. Okay. On Mondays, we're open from 8 o'clock until 2:15. Tuesdays, 10 o'clock to 6:15.
Okay.
On Wednesdays, we're open from 8 o'clock until 11:15. This
okay.
is like a quiz. On Thursday and Friday, we're open from 8 o'clock until 4:15. It
okay.
is walk-in testing.
Okay.
So once we fill up, we can't take any more people for that day. So get there as early as you can,
okay.
and we will try our best to work you in for that day.
From Columbus Public Health, our special guest, Makita Porter. Makita, thank you for coming to 102.1 Focus. We've enjoyed you, and have a good day.
Thanks, Tyrone. Always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Focus with Tyrone Capers. Focus with Tyrone Capers is sponsored by the Puffin Foundation. The Puffin Foundation produces programmings like Democracy Now! Focus with Tyrone Capers is a production of WCRS News.